totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not putting my tongue on out, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
Very good. Well done, everyone. Very good to see. Right. We can go home now, that'll do, I think. So this is theme from Dinosaur Planet.
Dinosaur Planet, oh, Dinosaur Planet, oh. Dinosaur Planet, oh, Dinosaur Planet, oh. 65 million years ago they disappeared, now the dinosaurs are back. The human race was learned to live in fear, the Earth is under attack. From the Dinosaur Planet,
oh,
Dinosaur Planet,
oh.
Dinosaur Planet,
oh,
Dinosaur Planet. They do not come in peace, they come in hate. Let non-saurons beware. But is there something that they're running from? What could make a tyrannosaur scared? On the dinosaur planet, dinosaur planet, dinosaur planet, dinosaur planet. Between a human and a velociraptor, or might it only take one small kiss to turn that cold, cold blood to warm? All it needs is someone brave enough to go where only love can go. Hold out the hand of peace and say, on the dinosaur planet, dinosaur planet, oh, dinosaur planet,
oh,
dinosaur planet, oh,
thank you, mysterious stranger, who I've never met before.
Yeah, about it. It's the only bit I want, the bloody album.
Now you know why. So this is called Please Don't Eat Us. Oh, and there's a children's choir in the middle. Just to, so if it, I appear to be straight, if I appear to be, this, you'll join in. Well, Steve will join in. But then he won't seem straight. You're all two grown men.
No, it's
fine.
It's
fine. It's been the story of the past 2 years of my life, that, isn't it? There's two grown men doing this. It's fine. It's beautiful.
From the moment that you landed on the planet, you've been appalled to hear your habits called barbaric. You might think that's what we're for, but we regard ourselves as more than freshly picked, free-range and organic. To put it simply, we would rather be in your heart than in your larder. Please don't eat us, we want to be your friends, not your ingredients. So when you're munching on your lunch, kindly consider your dinner could be someone else's little sister. And if you say, but she was young, while late talking to her mum, don't be surprised if her reply is somewhat bitter. You might think she's being rude, but she is not on the menu. Please don't eat us, we want to be your friends, not your ingredient. Go on then.
Please don't eat us, please. Let's all live in peace. We are not your teeth.
Nothing more normal than this.
Please don't eat us, please.
Please don't masticate my mother. Please don't dine upon my dad. Please do not slice up my brother when we fancy a kebab. Take a leaf from our example. Take a leaf out of our book. You might like eating other species. Human beings never would.
What's that? Oh, well, that's different. No, you can't look in the kitchen. Please don't eat us. We want to be your friends, not your ingredient. Oh, together now. Attempt a Christmas song, I think. Go. Door one, a robin in a woodland scene.
Door two,
a parcel with a bone.
Door three,
a traditional Christmas tree.
Door four,
a pointless pile of snow.
Door five,
it's a drunken mob of carol singers.
Door six,
a bit of beer Christmas song. It's the madness having calendars bring us, but there's one thing it is not. It's not like the Christmas that I know and love. It's not like any Christmases I've had. Don't bring me advent calendars of falsehood little lies. Bring me the advent calendar of facts.
Door 7.
It's raining all day long.
Door 8.
Westlife at number 1.
Door 9.
A child falls off a brand new bike.
Door 10.
A cat entangled in the Christmas lights.
Door 11.
Someone saying, let's play trivia.
Door 12.
Me not escaping to the pub. It might not look like it, but this is something that I love. Cause this is the Christmas that I know and like. This is all the Christmases I've. This is not a calendar of falsehood, little lies. This is the advent calendar of facts. Five fronts, jumpers,
50,
receipts kept just in case,
60,
massage tools,
70,
rude pants,
80,
the look on your nan's face. Being drunk at 9 a.m. seems like a good idea. When combining your family with free wine, whiskey, rum and beer. And this is the Christmas that I know and like. And this is all the Christmases I've had. This is not a calendar of falsehood, middle lies. This is the advent calendar of facts. Half a jar of Cranberry sauce.
20.
Tired of washing up.
21.
Highlighter pens and radio time.
22.
A tape will never watch.
23.
Burnt brandy on a Christmas pudding.
24.
No one wants to eat.
24.
Walnuts to watch the film with. Men all falling fast asleep. And this is the Christmas that I know and like. This is all the Christmases I've had. Not a calendar of falsehood, middle lies. This is the advent calendar of facts. The calendar of facts. So yeah, so I'd like to just now
the star act.
The star act.
Yes.
Yay! I don't think I can say much more than that without embarrassing myself. So please welcome the star act, Mr. John Otway.
A lot of you will know that I have two hits. You might not know that I have two hits, but I do. Right? And I thought it might be a nice idea for those that haven't seen me before to start off with my first hit, right? Which dates back to 1977. Yeah, I've been a pop star for over 35 years. It is the reason I can do places like this and headline them. Okay, so the first it was called Call Baby That's Really Free. It still is. And we'll do a little bit of it. Because this actually got me on Top of the Pops the first time. I was explaining to the cab driver on the way here. When this was in the charts and I did Top of the Pops, Mull of Kintyre was number one. Yeah. And we actually did Top of the Pops with the Dooleys. I don't like to name drop, but there you go. Well, I wake up in the morning. Tell me, baby, what do you see? I see my true love. She walks and she gives me your soul. Poor baby, that's really free. And I'm walking down in your house. Tell me, baby, is it good for me? Come on, huh? They just want to give me your soul. Poor baby, that's a really free. I'm really, really, really free. Really, 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 really free. Start talking to your mama. What's wrong with me? Every time I go near your baby, you say, oh baby, that's really free. I try singing in the bathroom. Tell me, honey, with the heat on me. Every time you move towards my body, I say, oh baby, that's really free. Really, 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 really. We've got some more unfamiliar material, because I've only got two hits. I started with the first one. I was going to save the big top 10 hit for the end, which means we have to sort of plough through quite a few flops. I'll do this one. I think it's quite interesting. This is a song I wrote after I did a show with my band. I can really remember it vividly. I was standing there singing with my band behind me, and there was this girl in the audience. I said, and he just kept looking at me. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. And I tried to explain the experience to my band, and they didn't get it. Problem is, they're musicians, they're not pop stars. And the only way that I could get across this experience to them was by writing a song. So I wrote this song about this girl looking at me, and it's called Her Eyes Were the Lasers of Love. Uncertain passion can happen in a moment. It can certainly appear in the flesh. It only takes momentary weakness to start an adrenaline rush. I felt nuclear fission in my periphery vision. But then she looked towards my face and all hell broke loose and all came over me. Cause all the information my brain was computing was coming to me at the speed of light. And I thought I saw stars and I thought I saw rockets, so I thought, you see, bonfire night. There's no reflection, just a straight connection. What the hell was I thinking of? And I thought, good grief, heavens above, those eyes are the lasers of love. I've always taken chances with romantic glances. I never felt I had to wear shades. But the last time it happened was a long time ago, and you know how the memory fades. That burning sensation got my eyes wide open. I was taking everything in. But it was too late. I had to retreat. And I gave in. Lasers of love. Trapped like a rabbit in the headlights of a car. Lasers of love. You know it's going to hurt, and you know it's going to scar. Lasers of love. With your head yelling no, and your heart screaming more. She said, all is fair in love and war. And all the information my brain was confused, coming to me at the speed of light. And I thought I saw stars, and I thought I saw rockets, and I thought, this is bonfire night. There was no reflection, just a straight connection. What the hell was I thinking of? And I thought, good grief, heavens above, those eyes are the lasers of love. Those eyes are the lasers of love. Those eyes are the lasers of love. I did a nice song now. This is from the last album of new songs I had out about 12 years ago. The album was called Premature Adulation. And it's a nice song from it. It's called Poetry and Jazz. Hey. She said it's hard for me to explain to you the brightness of the light. I can still remember when my life was like that. A real and painless beauty I remember as a kid, when I thought that I knew everything, and in a way I did.
She was a virgin then, a child in a million, with deep brown hazel eyes of blazing intuition. She called me over to her side and said, "Will you please listen? I want to show you something, and it's something I've just written, and I'm calling it Poetry and Jazz." She watched her happy family turn to a broken home, her father left with someone else, her mother on her own. Her 14th birthday her mother spent in tears, and she celebrated on her own her adolescent years. It was hell then, caught in the crossfire of an emotional triangle she couldn't keep together. I held her softly and she sobbed upon my shoulder, saying, "As you are the closest thing that I've got to a brother, explain to me, why is life so sad?" 16 was better, because 16 was boys, makeup, parties, alcohol and clothes. And saying to your boyfriend, "Come on, get out of bed, look, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and my mother's coming back." And she smiled then, her eyes filled with laughter. She didn't know if it was love, but it didn't really matter. She called me on the phone and said, "Hey, get this big brother. I've just got rid of one boyfriend and got myself another, and listen, this one drives a Jag." She left school and boyfriends for university, 3 years of study for an art degree. Her clothes were outrageous, her hair was many colours, her work was radical, and so were her ideas. She said, "This is brilliant. This place is heaven. On a score of 1 to 10, I'd give this place 11. It kicks you up the ass and it fires you with ambition. I often used to feel as if my life was just a prison. Now I realise it isn't quite that bad." I was invited to an exhibition a little while ago to an art gallery in Paris, where she has a studio. She looked sophisticated. She was wearing a bronze tan, and she'd sold all her work for some outrageous sum. I looked at her and I started laughing. I said, "Look, you're supposed to be an artist. You're supposed to be suffering." She just smiled back and pointed to this painting of a young girl around which she'd written out this poem she'd shown me once, called Poetry and Jazz. "My name is Angela. I am 12 years old, and I've given up on working hard and doing as I'm told. I see a child psychologist who spotted in my head a recipe for delinquency or something just as bad. But I'll fight for my independence. I see the world in another way to my teachers and my parents. My priorities are different and my life is not as aimless. I'm not disruptive and I'm not dangerous. I have rhythm on purpose, like poetry and jazz." She said, "It's hard for me to explain to you the brightness of the light. I can still remember when my life was like that. A real and painless beauty I remember as a kid, when I thought that I knew everything, and in a way, I did." This is a song. Oh, right, but this woman, Liz, has sort of love for me, really gets on my nose. Yeah, so very funny, because, you know, although I'm a pop star with a couple of hits, I mean, I actually just live in a normal house, do you know what I mean? But around me, there are people who live in much bigger houses and things like this, and there's this woman just up the road, doesn't realise I'm a pop star. You know, if you see regularly meet people when you cross the road, you go, hi, and she always used to blank me out. And most people that live in smaller houses don't have any recourse for that sort of rude behaviour. Well, I do, because I just went, "This song about her." Right? Yeah, brilliant, because I wrote this song about her, and it's great, because you do gigs and people would laugh at her, and you'd see her the next morning and she's sort of, you go, "Why is she blanky?" I have no idea. Absolutely cocky. Played the Royal Albert Hall. 4,000 people in the Royal Albert Hall laughing at this woman. It's great. Saw the next day. She has no idea why I was doing that. Brilliant. The
eyes in her head are angled in a way she can look down her nose at people like me. She's got a super glue thick smile, looks like a reptile, looking the other way. She's married to Mr. Pound Brain, she's Mrs. Gummer Boy, which I didn't see her every day. Cause all I wanna do is yell Yahoo sucks and wave my willy in the air. And all my intelligent, sensible friends say, so you just got the problem. She closes her ears in case I've got something to say, as if I'm a 6 foot intellectual midget that's unfortunately got in her way. She's Mrs. Clinker with a stupid haircut. I wish I didn't see her every day. Cause all I wanna do is yell Yahoo sucks and wave my willy in the air. And all my intelligent, sensible friends say it's you that's got the problem, not her. Or infantile, it's not me that's in the wrong, but it makes me so angry. I could write a song. The eyes in her head are angled in a way she could have a nose of people on me. She's got a super blue thick smile, looks like a reptile, looking the other way. She's married to Mr. Power Brain, she's Mrs. Gummer Boy, which I didn't see her every day. Cause all I wanna do is yell Yahoo sucks and wave my willy in the air. And all my intelligent, sensible friends say it's you that's got the problem, not her. And all I wanna do is yell Yahoo sucks and wave my willies in the air. And all my intelligent, sensible friends say it's you that's got the problem, not her. Okay, I think this is my big top 10 hit record. Here you go, it's got me back on top of the pop and everything. Song came about. My daughter Amy at the time was secondary school, when she used to come home from school, I always used to say to her, what homework have you got? And if it was maths, physics or chemistry, I would always say, I'll do that, and then wait a couple of days to see what mark I got. She had to do this thing on a Bunsen burner, so I wrote this poem, and it came back A star homework. That's great. And then, so when we were looking for songs for the hit campaign we were doing, my mate Barry Upton popped around the house to help. And you all know Barry Upton because he wrote and produced a 5, 6, 7, 8 for Steps. So actually, she came around the house and said, oh, what you got? And I haven't got much, so I showed him the Bunsen burner poem. And he went, yeah, that's the top 10 hit record. And it's really good because I only, only ever thought of it, as a star homework. I think there's a moral in there about doing your kids' homework for them. So again, this is great. This did got me back on top of the pops. 25 years after the first hit, I got my follow-up. I don't get to mention, it is actually a disco record. The reason I say that is because from the way I play it, you wouldn't know. And it's funny, if you actually tell the, if you tell the audience this is a disco record, they know. I'm an alchemist, baby. I can turn heavy metal into gold. I can make an unstable compound of mercury explode. Make you glow. Make you phosphoresce. I can burst your bubble. I can make you effervesce. Cause science tells us, look, say a chemical reaction in the brain. Let me be your Bunsen burner. Let me be your naked flame. Baby, burn. Let me be your Bunsen burner. Baby, burn. Be your naked flame. You're gonna turn bright red when I do my litmus test on you. Acid it was, acid it is, and what acid is true. Check out what's in the test tube, baby. You're my little pipette. You're my favourite piece of apparatus in my chemistry set. Science does love, say chemical reaction in the brain. Let me be your Bunsen burner, let me be your naked flame. Baby, burn, let me be your Bunsen burner. Baby, burn, let me be your naked flame. You are the kind of carbon that I can date. You're the element that makes me passionate. There's a chemistry experiment I want to try in my brain. Come close to the Bunsen burner. Feel the heat of the naked flame. Science does as loves a chemical reaction in the brain. Let me be your Bunsen burner. Let me be your naked flame. Baby, burn. Let me be your Bunsen burner. Baby, burn. Let me be your naked flame. Let me be your flame. I know what I'm doing, I'm a chemist. Now this is quite interesting. Have you tried covalent bonding? Try putting these two together.
And that was the legend. That is Mr. John Otway, one of my all-time heroes. And I was really, really, really excited having him play it totally acoustic. It was lovely. So that's that for this year. Our next Totally Acoustic is on the 12th of January back at the King and Queen, when we've got Elizabeth Morris from Allo Darling and Model Village playing, along with, I'm afraid, me again. If you want more information about that, go to www.totallyacoustic.com, and you can also hear all the other podcasts we've done, and there's lots of really good stuff there. And if you enjoyed John Otway, by the way, he is really doing a film next year. If you'd like to get involved with that, go to www.johnotway.com, and you'll find lots of great stuff there. And yeah, I think that's about it. So thanks very much for listening, thanks for everybody who came, and we'll see you in the new year.